Welcome to the new reality edition of Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR1, where we serve you the first bite of today's science, technology, and innovation. I'm Bert Lum. And on today's show, we've got something called the Technology Readiness User Evaluation. And we've got Nicole Kakao. She's the Executive Director of the True Initiative. And Nicole, I want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Bert.
Now, you know, the True Initiative and, you know, the long, you know, sort of spelt out acronym is Technology Readiness User Evaluation. And we've had some of your predecessors on the show kind of explaining what the True Initiative is all about. But before we get to the, you know, what is True all about, tell us about yourself, because you're relatively new to the position. And what, been on the job maybe 6 months?
Yes, about 7 months. I started in mid-December. Mm-hmm. So while everyone was out to play during the holidays, I was getting my feet wet and really, really hitting the ground running and learning as much as I could about the organization during the holidays.
And so what were you doing prior to this whole True Initiative experience?
So I was leading an organization that I founded called Forbes Ignite. Mm-hmm. It was a licensed partner of the Forbes Media Portfolio. And we were an innovation consultancy based out of New York City. But our clients were global, and we were consulting with Fortune 500 companies as well as late-stage startups.
Mm-hmm. And what was it that brought you to Hawaii? I mean, that sounds like a pretty exciting position to be in.
It was pretty amazing. I have a lot of people to thank to help me get to where I was and get to where I am today. And what brought me to Hawaii was actually my family. Mm-hmm. I didn't grow up in Hawaii, but my father did. And so my entire father's side of the family is here on Oahu from the North Shore. Mm-hmm. And I came back to the islands when my dad, my dad retired a long time ago, but you know, your family's getting older, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I was only visiting once every other year, and that just wasn't cutting it. So,
okay.
So you gave up to come back permanently.
So you kind of gave up this kind of lucrative career and wanted to be closer to family and, you know, be in Hawaii. That sounds good. And what, you grew up mostly on the continent someplace?
I actually grew up in Germany because my father was military.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, grew up in Germany and then grew up on the continent, moved around all over the place, went to high school in Texas, went to college, did my first year of undergrad in Miami, then finished up at UH. I was all over the place, but ultimately, I always called Hawaii home.
Well, good, good. So did they recruit you, or did you hear about the opening? How did you get connected to, you know, the folks over at the True Initiative?
So it's actually a funny story. So I had been on the island for about a year. I was still working on, I was winding down Forbes Ignite because mm-hmm. I knew that I wanted to look for my next, I was looking for my next move.
Mm-hmm.
And I was searching for emerging technology in Hawaii. I was just Googling around. I really don't know what I was searching for, but I came across the AI Summit last year in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that they were looking, well, they weren't looking for speakers per se, but I just happened to reach out to Leilani because she was listed as the organizer. And I thought, what is this True Initiative? So mm-hmm. I reached out to her cold.
Okay.
And I just said, hey, I speak about these topics. I speak about AI, speak about business strategy, things like that. If you're looking for speakers, more than happy to talk. And we had a really great conversation, and she told me that she had a full roster, but she would keep me in mind. And then sure enough, a few weeks later, someone had dropped out, and she called me, and she said, can you fill in? And I said, absolutely. So I ended up speaking at the AI Summit that she was organizing, and the rest is history. So we just always kept in touch. And when she moved on to her next opportunity, mm-hmm. I was considered for her role. And yeah, the rest is history. So I just thought it was just such a great fit because a lot of stuff that she was doing, a lot of stuff that True Initiative is all about was pretty much apples to apples what I was already doing at Forbes Ignite.
Mm-hmm. Great. Now, so you got on the panel and you spoke about the topic of AI?
I did a talk on the 8 innovation mindsets, the 8 Hawaii innovation mindsets. And it was all about localized thinking on how to integrate innovation in your workflows and how to be more innovative in your work, regardless if you were a large enterprise or if you were a small business.
Mm-hmm. This 8, have you reprised that talk? It sounds intriguing.
I haven't done that talk in a very long time, but if you ask me to do that talk again today, I'd have to revisit that.
Well, I'm sure there's many more opportunities for you to actually, you know, get on a panel because I'm sure you were part of that Honolulu Tech Week that took place last last year, and then there's going to be another Honolulu Tech Week, and you know you're entering into this ecosystem at a good time because there's a lot of people that are sort of transitioning. Maybe I've been around long enough that I can actually say that it's like the next generation is coming into their own, right? Because they're taking new positions, like you at the True Initiative. I know Trung Lam is another one that's been in the kind of mix, and now he's the ED over at the Hawaii Technology Development Corporation, and you know, so there's a lot of people that are, I would say, you know, the younger generation, as I compare it to me, and that they're out there actively doing stuff, and that guy Michael Bennett, right? He's kind of like a lot of energy and doing the Honolulu Tech Week, so that's going on. So there's a lot of it's a good time to, you know, be out there and putting out some new ideas for, you know, things that you're interested in. So before we get to the break, I wanted you to just real quickly, or maybe we'll save it for when we come back. So what I do want to ask you when we do come back is, you know, tell us exactly what is the True Initiative? Because we sort of know about it from Leilani and how it was kind of like the brainchild of guys like Paul Yonamine. But since, you know, there's been some new people and new projects, I'd like to have you explain what the True Initiative is in 2025. So we'll hold that thought. We'll be right back at a short break to continue our conversation with Nicole Kakal. She's the executive director of the True Initiative. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributors PCAT, Pacific Center for Advanced Technology Training, and the Rice Partnership.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe right here on HPR 1, Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Bert Lam. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Nicole Kakal. She's the executive director of the True Initiative, and True stands for Technology Readiness User Evaluation. And right before the break, I wanted to have Nicole explain a little bit about what exactly does that mean? What is Technology Readiness User Evaluation? And we'll, you know, for the rest of the show, we'll just call it True Initiative. And what is the main, I guess, objective of the True Initiative?
Yes, absolutely. So what I like to joke around with people whenever they ask me that is it means whatever you want it to mean. But no, seriously.
Okay. That makes it easy.
The True Initiative, realistically, it's a public-private partnership. And our main mission is to tech-enable Hawaii's organizations to create more tech jobs across the state. That is our main overarching mission. We are tackling the job sourcing side of the tech job equation, and we are also delving into the workforce development side of the equation as well. But for the most part, what traditionally we have done and what our founding, what I like to joke around and say, what our founding fathers have done is created this organization to really tackle the job sourcing side of the tech job equation.
The job sourcing side. Okay, when you say the job sourcing side, you're talking about finding qualified job applicants?
Creating the job itself. So creating the demand for the talent.
I see. Okay, so you can create the the job for the talent, but you also have to make sure that the talent is out there to fill those jobs, right?
Exactly, exactly. You can't talk about one side without the other. It's kind of like both sides of the same coin.
So do you find yourself looking at both sides of those coins? Like
the
workforce development side, as well as the companies being prepared to hire those people inside the company? Are they ready for that technology? I mean, so you're involved with both sides of that coin.
Yes, 100%. And how True started was, like I mentioned before, tech enabling those organizations. It's helping Hawaii's businesses and different public sector organizations envision how they can adopt technology so that they can hire for those tech roles. Because sometimes it's really difficult to really envision what those tech roles should be, what they would need in the first place. So it's really just identifying first order needs and really identifying what you need in order to really fulfill the needs of the organization when you're trying to scale as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you're
mm-hmm.
trying to grow and if you're trying to earn greater market share beyond Hawaii as well, and if you're trying to be, let's say, like a digital-first business, you're going to need some tech talent as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's really hard to envision how do you get there. So True was created because there are a lot of really amazing organizations that wanted to pay it forward, and they wanted to see how they could create more tech jobs by giving back to the community and sharing best practices. And in turn, we have committee members that are learning from other committee members that are more seasoned. So there's a lot of collective intelligence,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of knowledge sharing among our committee members. So that's what makes True really, really special.
Now, you speak of the committee. Are mm-hmm. there companies that are part of that committee, and how do companies become a part of it?
Yeah. So we have committee members like Servco, HMSA, the State of Hawaii, ETS, HTA, PAXA, Pacific mm-hmm. Point, Data House, lots of different local-based organizations, as well as technology vendors that are global, like Salesforce and mm-hmm. AWS, and mm-hmm. are also committee members. And they all are part of the committee for the same mission, to create more jobs in Hawaii. And to be part of this committee, you do have to be in line with this mission. And you do have to have that collaborative spirit that is very much aligned with the rest of really trying to advance Hawaii's economy. If you're only there for yourself, or you're only there to advance, really only there for, to earn business,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it'll only get you so far, and then you're not really going to get fulfilled by True's mission. But True is really there for economic development and economic diversification among the islands. And what makes True so special is that every single one of our committee members is so dedicated to the mission.
Mm-hmm.
And we meet every quarter. We come together. We think about different initiatives that we could do together collaboratively. And we do different projects and different initiatives, like the AI Summit that is actually happening during Honolulu Tech Week on September the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
And it is in collaboration with DBET and Google. And we are planning things like that to help other organizations, especially the public sector, adopt technology so that more people can hire for high-value tech roles.
So,
and there's so much else that I can talk about, but I'll let you continue.
Well, so one example of the work that I'm familiar with, in terms of the True Initiative, was working with companies that would mm-hmm. perhaps take on a pilot project. And you mentioned mm-hmm. Salesforce, so it could be a CRM or some kind of a project mm-hmm. that they would perhaps take on this pilot and maybe push the envelope on creating an environment so that their employees can be more exposed to using the platform. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. that way there's an introduction of the technology into the company. Is that still something that was a carryover from when Leilani was involved? And how do you see transitioning your role from projects that were done prior to perhaps projects, you know, going forward into 2025?
Yes, 100%. I'm really glad that you brought that up. So Salesforce has done their innovation days together with True.
Mm-hmm.
And we do foresee doing that together with Pacific Point in the future. And they've done these initiatives so that they can tech enable Hawaii's organizations, partner organizations that want to be more involved and adopt these technologies, and not just the CRM, but just to be more, technologically enabled and have more digital literacy all around.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And such initiatives, other initiatives that have come about since I've joined the True Initiative, were actually some really interesting initiatives, like this initiative called the Kupuna Care Initiative that we're doing together, that's being driven by one of my board members,
mm-hmm.
Bill Kumagai, who is the executive director of Transform Hawaii Government.
Mm-hmm, right.
He's really passionate about bringing technology to senior, helping the kapuna and helping enhance the in-home senior caregiving. And we're trying to bring emerging technology specifically into not just senior care living facilities, but we aim to enhance elder independence to also spark new career paths,
mm-hmm.
with like IoT technicians, VR facilitators, health data analysts, and so much more specifically for Hawaii residents. And this is bringing together industry, government, and academia to launch practical tech solutions. And this is actually the perfect time to talk about it, because next week we're actually bringing together a lot of different stakeholders from industry, government, and academia to talk about potential pilots that we can do in Hawaii to move this initiative forward.
So what would you ideally like to have to demonstrate what Kupuna Care is capable of doing? I mean, who are the partners that might be involved, and are there any particular like tech companies that would be sort of at the forefront of this?
Yeah, so there's one partner. He's a professor of gerontology over at USC that has piloted virtual reality with kupuna that have dementia.
Mm-hmm.
And he's actually helped with psychological rehabilitation using VR. And we believe that bringing that type of technology over to over here in the islands can actually help with different use cases,
mm-hmm.
and can help people not only with dementia, but people that are trying to connect more with their families, people that don't want to live in institutionalized senior living care facilities, for
mm-hmm.
example.
Mm-hmm.
They would much rather live at home with their families, and they want to connect and they want to experience traveling abroad like they did many, many years ago. And it reignites their memory. And so there's many, many studies that show how much it benefits them. So that's just one example of how VR is very powerful and how we're looking to bring that into these studies.
There's
so much more.
Yeah, no, that's great. Yeah. And I would love to see what you guys come up with. And you got to tell me more about this event that's taking place next week. And I do want to also ask you, as these projects start to get implemented, and you could pick Kupuna Care as an example, how do you measure, how does True Initiative measure the success? And then let's talk about that, you know, right after the break. So we're going to hold that thought. We'll be right back after a short break to continue our conversation with Nicole Kakal, Executive Director of the True Initiative. This is Bite Marks Cafe. Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe. I'm Bert Lum right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR1. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to Nicole Kakal. She's the executive director of the True Initiative. And right before the break, you know, we were talking about some of these projects that are getting developed. And before we get into the project, what were you referring to that's coming up next week that will help to maybe frame up some of the new projects that are going to be put in place, like Kupuna Care?
Yeah, so we are planning an ideation session with a lot of different stakeholders from government, industry, and academia to talk about different emerging technologies that we can implement for Kupuna Care that are aging in place here in Hawaii.
And as you start to roll out some of these projects, how do you actually kind of measure success? And going back to what we spoke about earlier, where you know you're looking at kind of like two sides of the coin, where one side is the company that may be employing people that are in this technology, and then on the other side of the coin, you have the people that are familiar and knowledgeable and experienced in the technology, and then matching that up so that now companies are more equipped with the new tools and they can perhaps build a bigger, robust market. How does that that sort of equation play out when you're measuring success in a project like Kupuna Care?
I'm really glad that you brought up this question, because traditionally, when we think about things that really matter to the True Initiative, like economic development, traditionally success has been measured through things like GDP growth income levels and just job creation. Right. And while job creation is first and foremost our North Star, these indicators offer really valuable insights, but there are also some broader, more inclusive approaches that we believe we can incorporate, like workforce resilience, being able to measure the capacity of Hawaii's workforce to adapt to rapid technological changes. Also, there's digital literacy and accessibility. When I was talking about the VR solution for Kupuna with dementia, that's not always accessible. That's not something that you would think of first and foremost as someone owning in their home. But if it's something that is readily accessible, not only just for entertainment, but it's something for that is developed specifically for mental health and for healthcare, it's something that is reframed specifically for accessibility. And if we really look at this for the readiness of Hawaii's population to meaningfully engage in a digital-first economy, I think that this really ensures that our communities are prepared to benefit from rapid technological advancements. So that's what the True Initiative is all about.
How do you go about measuring something like workforce resilience? I mean, that's a great kind of term, and I've been using this idea of resilience, like economic resilience, and having people be more prepared, like you said, from a digital literacy standpoint, and have options for digital skills pathways. But how do you actually quantify the measurement of workforce resilience and things like economic resilience?
That's a great question. And I think it all has to deal with continuous skill building and lifelong learning. When it comes to regular upskilling and reskilling opportunities, I really believe that it has to deal with helping workers stay agile in response to evolving industry demands. And in the age of AI, you can't talk about workforce development and the future of work without AI. And so there's a lot of micro-credential programs, boot camps, and professional development pathways, but ultimately, it's all about staying agile within these programs and staying on top of that and continuously skill building within these programs. And economic mobility, I think that's a definite way to measure the success of or measure the progress of career transition and just having that support for these career transitions as well.
You know, I'm glad you brought up the whole idea of, you know, micro-credentialing and certifying and, you know, getting people the whole opportunity to have digital skill pathways. You know, that's a whole nother conversation. And who would be the ones to actually provide that? Is it, are we looking at the university? Are we looking at the DOE? Are we looking at another training facility that, you know, can micro-credential people? I mean, what needs to happen in order for that to be available for people to build, you know, their sort of workforce resilience?
Yes. I do know that the university has a lot of different initiatives and micro-credentialing that they're doing. And I have heard that the UH Department of Computer Science has developed their very first graduate certificate program in AI and data science that they launched this summer. So that is something that is the first of its kind for UH, and I believe is game-changing. So I encourage anyone to look into that, and I believe that launches in the fall.
So in terms of what True Initiative is going to be doing, you have a gathering convening coming up in a week. I mean, are there, is your next sort of big marquee thing going to be tied to the AI Summit coming up in September?
Yes, that's going to be in collaboration with DBED and Google on September the 10th. That's the fourth annual AI and Cloud Innovation Summit. And it's going to be very, very geared toward the public sector, but it's open to the public. And we're going to have keynote speakers like Christine Sakuda, who is the CIO at the state of Hawaii. We're going to have speakers from Google, as well as people from UH and different representatives that are partners with Google as well.
Well, that sounds it's something that we should definitely kind of keep an eye on. And I'm assuming that you're going to probably be on a panel, given the fact that you've already cut your teeth on being on panels like AI Summit. So I'm going to be looking for your name on a panel and definitely make it a point to attend. Now, Nicole, so where can people find out more about the True Initiative and the activities that you just kind of outlined?
So you can find us at www.truehawaii.org.
Very good. I'll put that up on our show notes. And Nicole, I'm sure that I'm going to have you come back on and kind of give us an update on all these sort of exciting projects that you're undertaking. Nicole Kakal is the Executive Director of the Technology Readiness User Evaluation, or better known as the True Initiative. And Nicole, I want to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for listening to Bite Marks Cafe. Join us next week when we'll reprise an episode we did with the CEO of the Internet Society. If you miss any part of this edition, you can find the podcast of tonight's show on bitemarkscafe.org. Our engineer is David Chong. You can catch us on HBR One every Friday or anytime via the HBR app or your favorite podcast application. In the meantime, you stay safe, you stay awesome. We'll see you next week on another edition of Bite Marks Cafe.